I'm Paul Muncy, and Wes asked me to share my story tonight. Let me start us off in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you have made. I pray that we rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for my friends who have given their time to come tonight to hear what your word says about their situation. Pray for your spirit to guide my words, and I pray that if any of my story can be of benefit to those, that you would make that happen. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. I'm Paul, and I'm a believer who struggles to fully appreciate the amount of grace that God has given me. I grew up in a loving Christian home. My parents have been married for 62 years. In my teens, I was a leader in the church youth group, and I was president of the FCA in high school. After leaving home, going to college, I began to drift away from God. Became agnostic probably around the age of 20. I believe that Christians were a bunch of weak-minded hypocrites who were not strong enough emotionally or intellectually to get through life without the crutch of belief in a higher power. I saw them as people who did not practice what they preach or live as they said others should live. My first marriage was not grounded in Christ. We went to church when we visited my parents, maybe for Easter or Christmas. After a number of years, when I felt that my wife was not validating or affirming me in a way that I thought she should, I began to look outside my marriage for that affirmation. I like to say it that way because it sounds better than I had a series of adulterous relationships with several other women. After 12 or 14 years of this, a series of events led me to contact a woman I'd had a relationship with in college, and to make that part of this long story short, we decided to divorce our spouses and marry each other. In my worldview, marriage was a contract, not a covenant, and that allowed me to justify breaking that contract when my partner was not, in my view, fulfilling her end of the bargain. This allows me to rationalize away all the pain and heartache to so many people that I caused by walking away from my marriage. Several years after Betsy and I were married, conflicts arose between her ex-husband and her over the custody and visitation of her children. The fact that we did not attend church was used against us to drive a wedge between Betsy and her children. As a result, we began looking for a church so that we can make ourselves look better in the eyes of the court. So, just to recap where I am in my life in the year 2000. I've walked away from a good Christian upbringing, become agnostic, committed adultery on many occasions, gotten divorced, remarried outside the church, and now I'm looking to use the church for my own selfish purposes. Isn't that just the kind of resume God wants? Aren't I just the kind of person God wants to bring into his kingdom? So anyway, after attending a number of different churches, many of which reinforced my earlier stereotypes about Christians, we walked into Watermark one Sunday morning. It was one service at Lake Highlands High School. I was dressed in my coat and tie. Betsy was dressed in her church dress. And it was like, this is different. We began attending Watermark, and the casual dress, the lack of ritual, and the rock music all resonated with me. But Todd's message that I could ask any question I wanted to, because if the Bible is what it claims to be, no amount of scrutiny can affect it, destroyed my images of Christians as mental midgets. And then, when we got involved in community, we found a group of people younger than us in chronological age, but more mature than us in walking with Christ. We found them worshiping 7 days a week, at work, at home, raising their families. And that kind of blew my idea of Christians as hypocrites. If you had told me 12 years ago that I would be trying to become a more fully devoted follower of Christ, involved in Christian community, studying my Bible, memorizing scripture, having an active prayer life, serving as a spiritual leader of our blended family, being at peace with all circumstances in my life, leading at divorce care, giving my testimony to you guys. Otto said, "You're crazy," called you a liar. But while I'm very thankful to have the relationship with God that I have, I don't want to leave the impression that all the sin in my life has been without consequences. I've been a poor role model as a husband and father while my daughters were growing up, and one of them is a divorced single mom with two kids, and the other's living with her boyfriend and their son. I'm not able to spend as much time with my children and grandchildren as I would like, since I have to share them with my ex, which makes holidays and special occasions much more of a hassle than it needs to be. As I look back on my life, I wish I'd followed God's word from the start. As it says in Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. That's the road I was taking. I wish that I'd been following the owner's manual from the start, which would have saved many people much pain and destruction. I wish that I'd based my first marriage in Christ and had been the spiritual leader of my family. I wish I'd allowed the peace that surpasses all knowledge into my life at an earlier point. I wish I had based my self-esteem not on someone else's validation, but on the fact that even though I am so wicked and sinful that Christ had to come to earth to die for my sins, I am so loved and cherished that He was willing to do that. I now know that God puts His rules and laws into effect not to rob me of joy, but to protect me from the trauma that living apart from Him inevitably brings. I'm thankful for Ephesians 2:8-9, which says, "For you've been saved by grace through faith, and this not of yourself, but a gift of God, and not by works, so that no one may boast." I'm thankful for 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." And I have come to live the truth of Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." I'm blessed in many ways, and I would love to bless others whenever I can. I want to comfort others with the comfort that I've received, as Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 1:4. I appreciate the opportunity to share, and there's a lot more to the story, but feel free to ask me anything you want to. I want to be, as Peter says in 3:15, prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And I have found healing, I have found hope, and gosh, I hope that you guys can find that too. Let me pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, and I thank you for the truth. I pray that we may be doers of your word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.